Ed Sherman was with the Tribune for 27 years. He was an associate sports editor. He's also been teaching at Northwestern and the University of Illinois, and joins us now to talk about his book about the Big Ten and also how sports came back from other problems. Good morning, Ed. How you doing?
Good, Bob. Great to talk to you. Everything's good. Nice day today. Good day for baseball if we had it.
wish we did. I know you've looked into how sports came back from the pandemic of 1918 and also after World War II. Are there lessons to be learned from the past as far as that goes?
Well, I think that the interesting part, and I've kind of joked in my book, if I knew there was going to be a pandemic, I would have included more about the 1918 pandemic in my book, in the history of the Big Ten, because, I think people are saying that we haven't been through this before from a sports perspective, and we really have. It really did. If you look back at 1918, when the pandemic hit, there were games that were canceled. I think Ohio State was supposed to come here for a game to play Northwestern, and they canceled the game because of fears about the Spanish flu at the time that was going on. The pandemic of 1918 also hit when World War I was going on, so teams were already depleted because obviously the students went on to were called into the service. But there is a precedent for this, and if you look at some of the pictures, of people in the stands, there are people in the pictures of people in the stands wearing masks. I don't know if they knew so much about how much they knew about social distancing back then, but games were canceled, and certainly it interrupted the season and how things went on. So there is a precedent for that part of it from a pandemic point of view, and obviously the big difference is back then the college football and college sports were nothing compared to the multi-billion dollar operations that they are today. I mean, Memorial Stadium wasn't even built in Illinois in 1918. I mean, much smaller, and that's no such thing as TV. So it'll be interesting to see if this turns around and if they're able to put this on, but they can look back to 1918 and kind of see how they tried to do it, although it's much different out of circumstances today.
And if they're not able to play this year, and I think you just hit on this, the economic ramifications for all of college athletics could be, I mean, we're already hearing how bad things are because of the cancellation in the NCAA tournament last spring.
I mean, it's going to be, I just can't see how they can, college sports, what they're going to do, how they're going to be able to survive. But football is forget about everything else. Football, basketball does great, but football is, as Dave, is the main revenue driver for all these athletic departments, accounting for 60-70% of the total budget comes from just the football. In terms of television, in terms of getting, 100,000 people, when you're talking about Ohio State and Michigan into their stadium. So it's going to be, you're already seeing the ramifications, where schools are already starting to look at cutting sports such as wrestling or, even baseball, women's volleyball, these different sports. And it's really going to be terrible if there is no season, because you're going to see a lot of these sports, a lot of these athletic programs cut sports, and it's going to deny a lot of the young kids, a lot of the young students, the opportunity to play sports at the intercollegiate level. But that's what you're looking at right now.
You wrote the book on it, This Is Big, The Complete History of the Big Ten. You know the conference, and it's in our backyard. So who is it going to be? Something that the NCAA, the university presidents, the athletic directors, I kind of get the impression it's going to be a decision made by the highest authorities, and that would mean the university presidents. Isn't that
right?
Kind of where the power is?
You're exactly right. I think it's going to be done on a school-by-school basis. I mean, there's an interesting question. If you're in Nebraska, or teams, what's going to be happening in Rutgers, when you go to travel and to play New Jersey? And we know New Jersey has been hit very hard by the pandemic, much more so than other places, you know what I mean, in the rest of the country. So those questions have to get answered. I think the big question from a university perspective is, are you going to be able to get students back on campus? I mean, you know, the larger issues, how are you going to avoid a spread of this virus and have some kids living in dorms right on top of each other and fraternities right on top of each other? And we know there's not much social distancing going on. I know from experience with firsthand experience at the Sherman, you know, with my kids who are in school at various places. I mean, it's not practical. So how are you going to get them in school? And I would be, you know, Dave, we're all hoping that there's going to be games, but it's hard to think that there's going to be anytime soon that you're going to see a full stadium. You're going to see some sort of very limited attendance. I mean, I suppose something is better than nothing, but it's going to look much different. I mean, I have a hard time seeing how you're going to have the bands and stuff. It's just going to be a much different experience, at least for this fall.
Meantime, we've got the book Ed Sherman wrote at the Official History. This is Big, How the Big Ten Set the Standard in College Sports. Quite a book. Hey, and Father's Day's coming up a week from Sunday. It'd be a great gift. And it's got great pictures in here. And I'll tell you something, Ed, if they paid you, if the publisher paid you by the pound, you're a wealthy guy. this is some volume you've got here.
Yeah, I think it costs like $8 a pound. It's a 5-pound book, so. Yeah. And Bob, I wanted to say that I got a nice note. Bob's daughter, Daniela, took my class down at online class at the University of Illinois. And when I saw the Surratt name, I wondered if there was a connection. And she wrote me a nice note saying how much she enjoyed the class. So I thought that was the class runs deep in your family, Bob. So I was very impressed by that.
Well, thanks, Ed. My daughter did report that, quote, Mr. Sherman is a great teacher. So there you go.
Good.
Good luck.
Hope to meet her someday. Thank you.
Yeah. Good luck with the book. Hope to see you in person soon, Ed, and stay healthy, will you?
Okay. Will do. Thanks, Bob.